Hey, this is Anneli from Swedish Made Easy. Today's bite-sized topic is nouns, and more specifically, five things we need to think about in order to know when to use indefinite and definite forms. The indefinite form of nouns is a bit like a non-specific form. A car or two cars. En bil, två bilar. Indefinite form is more specific. You put the in front of it in English. The car or the cars. The car, bilen. The cars, bilarna. If you want to know more about how to create these forms, check out the podcast session on the five plural groups. In this session, we will look more into how we know which form we should use and in what situation. One thing that will dictate whether we use indefinite form or definite form is the age of the information. So in other words, if the information is new or old. If the information is new, we often use indefinite form. In singular, this means using en or et in front of the word. And in plural, it means using the plural indefinite form for that noun. If you want to start a new topic of conversation with someone and, for example, tell them that you saw a really great movie yesterday, use the indefinite form for movie, en film. Jag såg en jättebra film igår. Or in plural, if you watched more than one movie, jag såg två jättebra filmer igår. In this context, if you were to use the definite form instead, it could become a little confusing. Jag såg filmen igår, den var jättebra. Or in plural, jag såg filmerna igår, de var jättebra. And the person you're talking to would go, huh? Vilken film? Or vilka filmer? And would rack their brains to try and figure out which film or films you're talking about. Now, if your friend spoke to you a few days ago and recommended you to watch a particular film, and you did, and then wanted to tell them about it, it would make more sense then to use the definite form. Jag såg filmen igår, or jag såg filmerna igår. Implicit, that we talked about earlier, or even explicit if you want, som vi pratade om förut. In this context, the information is old, you've already talked about it. Definite form works well with old information. 2. Another thing that can affect the use of form is if the information is a natural part of something that we talk about, or a well-known concept. In both these cases, we use the definite form. Many things are a natural part of something else. Cutleries, glasses and plates are a natural part of a kitchen, as are pots and pans. Animals are a natural part of a farm. Gym equipment belongs to a gym. Colleagues are part of most workplaces, and so on. So let's say you're going to do the washing up. Jag ska diska. Then you'll wash up gafflarna, the forks, knivarna, the knives, glasen, the glasses, tallrikarna, the plates, and so on. All in the definite form, as they are all natural parts of doing the washing up. You tell a friend you went to the zoo last week and you saw djuren, the animals, there. They are a natural part of a zoo. Well, that could be discussed, I guess, but you can hopefully see what I mean. Some concepts or things are so well known that we often use them in the definite form, even when the information is new. Let's say you have a child that goes to nursery. You then tell your partner that nursery called today. Förskolan ringde. A workplace where you or someone else works is also a well-known concept. Jobbet. Other well-known things could be TVn, the TV, soffan, the sofa, köket, the kitchen, and other rooms or furniture in a home. Moving on to bigger things, rymden, space, livet, life, and döden, death, also very well-known concepts. 3. Certain trigger words will trigger either indefinite or definite forms. Here are some words triggering indefinite forms. Nästa, next, for example, nästa vecka, next week. Samma, the same, samma dag, the same day. Possessive pronouns, min, mitt, mina, my, din, ditt, dina, your, in singular, hans, his, hennes, her, vår, vårt, våra, our, er, ert, era, your, in plural, deras, their. The noun that comes after these words will then have the indefinite forms. Quantity words. Ingen, inget, inga, no. Någon, något, några, some or any. Många, many. Flera, several. Olika, different. And also numbers, 2, 3, 4, 5, etc. These words will also trigger the indefinite form of the noun that comes after it. Here are some words triggering definite forms. Demonstrative pronouns. Den här, det här, this. Den där, det där, that. De här, these. De där, those. This can be quite difficult for English speakers in particular, as we seem to overemphasize the specificity here. We are literally saying this the something. Den här veckan, this the week. Also, another word that triggers definite form is förra, last or previous. Förra veckan, last week. Förra året, last year. 4. In some time expressions, when it is about things we tend to do regularly, use the definite form. Seasons. På vintern, in the winter. På vintrarna, in the winters. På våren, in the spring. På vårarna, in the springs. På sommaren, in the summer. På somrarna, in the summers. På hösten, in the autumn. På höstarna, in the autumns. Weekends and holidays. På helgen, at the weekend. På helgerna, at the weekends. På julen, at Christmas. På jularna, at Christmases. This is not so common in English, but perfectly fine in Swedish. Days of the week. When we talk about things we do regularly, you can use either indefinite or definite form, but always plural. På måndagar, on Mondays. På måndagarna, on the Mondays. Again, not so common in English, but works in Swedish. Here are some exceptions. På påsken, at Easter. Use singular definite form only. Sometime expressions also use indefinite form and without an article. På midsommarafton, on Midsummer's Eve. På nyårsafton, on New Year's Eve. På Lucia, at Lucia. 5. Some verb phrases, when you don't think specifically about the building or the person, but more of the function they have, use definite form. Gå på banken, go to the bank. Gå på krogen, go out clubbing or partying. Gå på universitetet, go to university. Gå till doktorn. Go to the doctor. Gå till frisören. Go to the hairdresser. Gå till gymmet. Go to the gym. Gå till jobbet. Go to work. Exception. Sometimes it is still indefinite form, but no article. Gå på teater. Go to the theater. Gå på bio. Go to the cinema. Gå på restaurang. Go to a restaurant. Your homework, should you choose to accept it, is to write out some examples of each of these 5 points and try and use the correct form of the nouns in each context. Particularly practice using the demonstrative pronouns, den här, den där, and so on, with the definite forms. And doing some repetition of plural noun forms too is a good thing to do at this stage. Lycka till! Thank you.